Grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." My dear friends in Christ, with these words, our Lord instituted the sacrament of the altar. We know it by many names, but the many names show that it is a high origin and a blessed purpose. Names like the Lord's Supper, instituted by Jesus Christ himself, or the Lord's table upon which we gather around with one another. It's also called the breaking of bread, where the church employs the visible means that Christ used to describe it. Our favorite as Lutherans is probably the sacrament of the altar, because it is upon that altar that we receive it. Other names are communion, or koinonia, or better known as fellowship. And for you and me, it's no greater sign of God's fellowship with man than when we gather around the altar to receive the very flesh and blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of all of our sins. It's also called the Eucharist, something that Lutherans most generally shy away from, but Eucharist means thanks, and we're giving thanks to God for the gifts that Christ died to give. But many times people celebrate the Lord's Supper without really knowing what's going on. They don't see it for what it is. When Jesus says the words, "Do this," he commands us to take of it for the forgiveness of our sins. But so many in the world have no clue what exactly it is. But what is it? The Catechism would say that the Lord's Supper is a sacrament, a sacred act instituted by God himself with the visible element and the promise of forgiveness. That's how we define a sacrament. Others call it a sacrifice. Each time we gather around the altar, it's as if we re-sacrifice Jesus. But a careful reading of Scripture says that Jesus Christ died once and for all. It's not for us to sacrifice Jesus again. It's one and done. Some have called the Lord's Supper merely a symbol or a memorial meal. And they base it upon the understanding at the end where Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me." I know, because I once believed that. It's only symbolic. It's not really Jesus' body and blood. It's only symbolism. But Luther would say that we're trying to rationalize and to be know-it-alls and to tell Jesus Christ exactly what he meant and to inform our Lord Jesus Christ that he used the wrong words. But that's simply not true. Our God says that this is my body, and that's what it is, and that's what we receive when we come to the altar. But you see, unfortunately, there are some who feel no hunger or thirst at all to receive the Lord's Supper. I've often wondered if I would say, "I will give you $1,000 to come to church every Sunday," would I have any takers? Chances are yes. But do you realize that every Sunday, every Lord's Day here at Emmanuel, the sacrament is on the altar that's worth far more than $1,000, and people simply shy away? Sometimes it's due to laziness. "Pastor, I just don't want to get up in the morning. It's my only day off." Other times we just come up with other excuses, or we claim the freedom simply not to receive. Well, Luther said in the small catechism that, or large catechism, that no one should by any means be forced or compelled to go to the sacrament. In fact, indeed, those who are true Christians and value the sacrament precious and holy will drive and move themselves to go to it. You want a translation? I won't twist your arm, but if you're really a Christian, here's where you're going to want to be, to receive the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. But the real danger comes if people withdraw from the sacrament, simply not go at all. The elders that are here tonight realize that we go through the inactive list constantly in the elders meeting, calling people, trying to get people to come back to the Lord's Supper. But the longer you stay away, the more callous the heart gets, and the more I resent the fact that people call me to come and receive the Lord's Supper. On the other hand, you may feel as if you are not prepared. Have you ever felt that way? Pastor, I don't feel prepared. But when you view the sacrament as something that you do, it's natural. Absolutely natural to feel unworthy and unprepared to receive it. After all, we do sin daily in our thoughts, words, and deeds. The reality is that were we to wait until we are good and holy and righteous, we should never come. There are those who shy away from the sacrament because of the lack of repentance. And for good reason. They are unprepared to receive the forgiveness of sins because they have no desire to turn away from their sinful acts. St. Paul writes these words, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?" Well, who is that? He goes on to say, "Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, the idolater, or the adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." And I know what you're doing right now. Do I fit into any of those categories? Pastor, would you run through that again? Because I want to make sure that I'm not in any of those categories. Well, thanks be to God that not one of you are in a category of that nature. It does not apply to you. Because Paul goes on to say these words, "And such were some of you," referring to the list, "but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God." Did you hear that? In other words, repeat after me. I was washed. I was sanctified. I was justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe it? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for you, that your sins are covered by His shed blood? Then here is where you need to be. Luther reminds us that the sacrament does not depend upon our worthiness. We are not baptized because we are worthy and holy, nor do we go to confession because we are pure and without sin. On the contrary, we go because we are poor, miserable people. We go exactly because we are unworthy. Did you hear that? We go to the sacrament because we are totally unworthy to receive it. And it's there that our Lord Jesus Christ washes our sins away and strengthens our faith. Luther would say, do you need another reason to go? Poke yourself. Is there flesh and blood? Here's where you belong. Do you live in the world still that's filled with sin and corruption? Here is where you belong. For on the night that Jesus Christ was betrayed, He took bread and broke it. He says, take and eat, this is my body. And after supper, He took the cup and said, this is my blood of the New Testament shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. My dear friends, tonight as we celebrate the birthday of the cup, we come with great joy to receive the gifts that Jesus Christ died to give to you. Amen. Amen. May the peace of God, which transcends all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.